And are we live?
Yes, we are live.
Okay. Well, you need to practice that a bit. Come on. You know, and we are live.
And we are live.
Right. Now, can we have some Fruit Loopling laugh, please? We need to practice that as well.
Okay, the laugh is there.
The laugh is there. Okay. It is. Oh, pinch and punch for the first day of the month.
Wow.
Do you have that?
I can't believe the previous the July is already done.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tap into that. But do you have in South Africa sort of this thing called pinch and a punch for the first day of the month?
No, not
Okay,
really.
this is what you can do afterwards. You can go to your husband. You can pinch him. You can choose the spot. I don't want to know. You can pinch. You can
Yes.
pinch him, and then say pinch and a punch on the first day of the month. It's sort of a friendly gesture, just to say, you know, it's a new month, let's have, you know, a good time, stuff like that.
Okay.
And then if he tries to do it back and gives you a pinch, and I don't want to know where, now if he does that, then that's verboten. That's not allowed, and because it's
Okay.
white rabbits. Okay. So,
Okay.
and I always, on New Year's Eve, should we actually manage to celebrate it together, which is not always possible, I always get it in first. That's the one time of the year when I get it in first. This morning, I was, you know, think, yeah, 1st of August, you've got to write invoices and do all the, you know, beginning of the month stuff. And then it comes through pinch to punch the first day of the month by WhatsApp. You know, so there you go. Yeah, so pinch to punch for the first day of the month.
Thank you.
This is good when there's like 9,000 kilometers between us and I actually can't pinch you. Yeah. You know, friendly colleague,
yes.
You'll pinch. Okay. What are your plans for August? I mean, it's the last day of winter, last month of winter for you.
Well, next weekend, that's
Yes.
the only plans we have for August.
Yes, yes, you're going to disappear. You're going to do your Houdini trick. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I might not completely disappear because we'll still talk to each other on WhatsApp.
Will be.
Yes.
Well,
Yes, you'll
weekends
get
are.
videos and pictures and places that we are going to.
What, like I don't get during the weekends normally, yeah?
Well, I think next weekend there's going to be more. This weekend might be quiet. We don't have any plans.
Okay, that ties in with what I want to say as well. You see,
Okay.
you're leading me gently in the direction I'm taking this. Okay, so yeah, July.
Yes.
What a month, eh?
Wow.
Last week, this week. What a week, eh?
Yes.
So what happened this week? So Monday you were doing your own stuff. It was very quiet.
Yes.
There wasn't really much talking going on.
Yes.
Tuesday you became me and threw me out of the meeting.
Yes.
Yes, she just says that.
After having another Zoom nightmare.
Another one, yeah.
Yes.
I know.
I don't
Zoom.
Know if it was my nightmare or your nightmare.
Well, it's just, you know, computers doing their own thing.
Yes.
And we got that sorted, and we had a SPUD meeting, and then I spoke to the vice president. And that went quite well, didn't it?
Yes.
We are closer to our champagne and so hang on. So we had a champagne and caviar fund.
Yes, but I decided to change the fund to champagne and sugar-free chocolate.
Right. Okay. Now explain that one to me.
Sugar-free chocolates are very expensive.
Do you know how much a tin of beluga caviar costs?
No, to be honest, I just know that is too expensive.
Okay, so you're going to milk our profits and invest them into, oh, sorry, milk our future profits. We're still not making any profits. We're not even making much money at the moment, but we're milking our future profits just to do your sugar-free chocolate.
Yes.
From a budget point of view, what are we talking about here? Because we still have to negotiate the prices with the vice president. Or her, her.
Well, I haven't thought about a budget yet.
Okay.
Just know if I order online, it's cheaper. Let me just quickly, I think it's about 780 rand divided.
My
So
20, so that's 300, it's about €3, 35 euros.
35 euros for a box of 30 chocolates.
Draw up. So describe a box. I mean, a box of chocolate. I mean, are we talking like high-end luxury chocolates, or are we talking your bog standard bar of chocolate that you can get at any supermarket?
So these chocolates aren't available at any supermarket. You can only get them at Dis-Chem pharmacies,
Right.
and they are about 50 gram bars. Not very big, but if you are not allowed to have the normal chocolate, decent chocolate, this is the only substitute that there is that's actually very nice.
35 euros
Yes.
for 30, 50 gram bars of chocolate.
Yes.
Wow. I can just, I'm just looking at the ne price negotiations coming up, and they say, can we go down in the price? No, we've got a fat share. It's look, we're actually, this is, we have good leverage here.
Imagine.
We have good leverage here because we can go and say, well, we actually had a champagne and caviar fund.
Yes.
And because of Fruit Loop's dietary requirements, we've actually switched it to sugar-free chocolate. Just imagine the amount of money you're saving because our
No, but
financing.
you have to keep in mind, I don't just want chocolate. I want the sugar-free biscuits, and I want the sugar-free marshmallows, and sugar-free licorice, and sugar-free like wine gums and jelly babies, those kind of things as well. I can't just eat chocolate all the time.
Okay.
And I found a place in the Western Cape. They do fudge, sugar-free fudge, and they do what do they call it? Coconut ice, also sugar-free coconut ice. And they do something like, do you know what whispers are? Cadbury Whispers. It's like a chocolate ball, and on the inside it has a biscuit. So they do something like this as well, also sugar free.
Okay. They
Yes.
probably call
So
it something else,
I'll
isn't
need.
it? Okay, so when we do our financial planning for this upcoming bonanza that we managed to bag, sort of almost, not quite there yet.
Yes.
We need to, we need to actually do the cost calculation.
Yes.
So we need your dietary requirements, because this is just going to like mushroom.
Okay.
I just imagine I submit the quote, and it's going to be like, time spent prepping, time spent after work, and then post number. Actually, probably the second most important listing is Fruit Loop's dietary sweet tooth, brackets sugar free.
Yes.
Well, we're different, aren't we?
Yes. So we also have to put in time spent for online shopping.
Well, why do we chuck in the delivery times as well? How long it takes to get the stuff from wherever you need to, where you're buying it to
Yes.
it arriving on your doorstep?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think if I have, so usually it takes about 4 to 5 days delivery. Sometimes it's much faster, depending on the service they use. If they use the courier guy, for example, I might have it within 2 days. So when I place the order, it arrives soon.
Okay.
But if they use DHL, if they do overnight delivery, I will have it the next day. But that also depends what kind of delivery I choose. If I choose the cheap option, it might take 5 days.
So it would be quicker for you to drive to the Western Cape.
No.
And then pick up this thing and then bring it back home. Mind you, you'd probably have eaten it by the time you get back home. So you'd have to go back
Yes.
again. So,
Yes.
okay. All right.
But
Okay.
for driving there, I can maybe do it in a day and then driving back in another day.
So you would have to have an overnight stop because you can't drive so
Yes.
long.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I also have to pay for the cost of fuel there and back. So that just adds to the expenses.
Well, give me a full cost calculation, yeah, so that we can submit it to this project that we've sort of about to bag. Okay.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
I
I have lost contracts for less, yeah. Okay. All right. So that was Tuesday. Tuesday was really good, positive, great day. Wednesday,
Yes.
that was 2 days ago, Wednesday, you threw a curveball at me. And
Like
as
I
gullible,
always do.
like you always do, and as gullible as I am, because I'm just driven by this insane curiosity, I took it,
Yes.
played with it, took it a step
Yes.
further, 2 steps further.
Yes.
That remains in the pineapple box.
Yes.
And then I went downhill.
Like you usually do.
Explain that one to me.
Let's backtrack a little bit. Way back. I think it was our second session, maybe the first session or the second session we had for lunch, that I sent you the questions before the time.
Oh, I know
Yes.
I know what's coming. All right. Okay.
Carefree living, that was the topic. It was carefree living.
Yes.
So I got the idea from my son, who wore a very mismatched outfit and a bucket hat with Sonic on it, I think. Orange, not orange, green Crocs. It was yellow pants, and then the shirt, I think it was a superhero shirt, like a blue shirt or a red shirt or something, but nothing matched. And I was heading to the supermarket and he said, I'm coming with. So I said, well, not dressed like that. He said, why not?
A man has a point.
Why not? Well, at least he was wearing shoes. Some people go to the supermarket without shoes.
Okay.
So
I think there was something in your attire that wasn't quite right either. If I'm going to be put on the spot, then you had a hole somewhere in your.
Oh, that was when I dropped him off at school. That
Oh,
was
so
a
is it
different time,
different?
different
Okay,
day.
right. Okay.
Yes,
Right.
different
Anyway,
story.
so you went to the supermarket with your 6-year-old son who was going to redefine fashion as you know it in South Africa.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Carefree living. And this whole episode flowed into a lunch. Okay.
Yes. So I created some questions. I thought they were fun and nice and just living without any care. I send them to you and you overthought it. You went down a rabbit hole, spent a whole weekend pulling it apart. and reshaping the questions and changing them, and you had a hard time.
I'm not saying anything.
Yes. So that was the curveball.
I should have known what was coming, actually, but okay.
Yes. So I think maybe what I think, because you didn't really know what to expect, you tried to change it a little bit. But now you know my questions, you know what I ask, you know what we talk
Well,
about, so I
actually,
think you feel more comfortable.
well, no, I, well, actually, I don't, because I don't really get anything much in advance, and that's actually quite good.
Okay. Sometimes I send it, sometimes I don't.
Yeah, I think the last time you sent it was because you weren't quite sure whether you're going to make it back on time from somewhere.
Oh, yes, that was last week.
That was last week, so you just sort of sent me the questions in advance,
Yes.
just in case I had to cover for you.
Yes.
But for the record, Fruit Loop now owns, thanks to Zoom as well, which is sort of why it all went pear-shaped on Tuesday,
Tuesday, yes.
owns the shows,
Yes.
Crème Brûlée on Wednesday evening and Lunch for Janita and Frank on
Yes.
Thursday afternoon. And when
Yes.
I say she owns them editorially as well. So you are 100% responsible for the content. You fan it out maybe to others to say, choose the topics or something like that. But I have no editorial, intellectual input in those two shows, events, whatever you want to call them. And I'm a victim, just like the rest of the community. And I don't get anything said in advance. Okay, so yeah, so the second, so the carefree living didn't quite land the way it should have with me. I did try and explain it to you, but
Yes, which I understood.
you did. Okay, well, it
Yes.
didn't change. Anyway, right, okay, so you backtrack to that. So downhill,
Yes.
backtracking to that. How do you want to
Yes.
continue this thread? This is interesting.
Then the other one was the overthinking. I mentioned something about you overthink too much and you took it to heart. Yes. So I think you still try to deal with that in a way.
Yeah,
In your
okay.
own time, in your own way.
Right, okay. Though I do want to also state for the record that after my victory dance and then
Yes.
the ensuing phone call that we had to celebrate and discuss and sort of slap each other on the backs.
Yes.
You did actually say that sometimes it's good to overthink because, I mean,
Yes.
a lot of planning went into this project. So
Yes.
we have a new project looming on the horizon. We have one concrete task that starts in 2 weeks' time.
Yes.
I'm not going to describe because it is still a little bit under wraps and it will
Yes.
take place largely outside of the community. But it was a very high profile project and
Yes.
we've nabbed the first stage and we are being very, very, very seriously considered for future work along the same
Yes.
lines. And I remember when this sort of started looming on the horizon, I said to you really intensely, I really want this.
Yes. Yes.
It's not really our Fruit Loopy thingy, it's more a Cheerio thingy, but when sort of you're looking at champagne and sugar-free chocolates at 35 euros a box, and a trip to South Africa. And a trip to Europe and a lot of other things that we want to get done, then you
Yes.
do not say no to this kind of offer. It's an offer
Exactly.
you cannot refuse. And
Yes.
we're I think 95% there. So
Yes.
you said overthinking was good.
Yes, in a way, because then you, I think if you overthink, you obviously think about the worst case scenario. Okay, the worst case, the best case, you think of everything that you want, everything that you might not expect. It's almost like planning a holiday. So what we are doing at the moment, planning a holiday. And it's hard work because now there's a lot of overthinking. Like we know where we are going to stay, but then we have to plan our day trips. Like what are we going to do? So it's about 5.5 hours drive to where we go or where we are going. And then we enter the Kruger National Park. So from there to the place that we are staying for 2 nights is quite a distance. So we have to plan that more or less. Where are we going to stop for lunch? Breakfast is okay because we'll have that on the road there. But then where are we going to have lunch? And then what are we going to have for dinner that night? Are we going to have a barbecue? Then obviously we'll take meat with. So this camp, they call them camps, that we are going to stay, does have a shop and it does have a restaurant, but the restaurant is, it's called a Wimpy. So Wimpy sells burgers and breakfast.
Yeah, they have them in the UK. Wimpy Burgers.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
That's called a restaurant, a hamburger joint.
Yes, like a hamburger joint.
Okay. They're not selling this very well for my trip to South Africa.
No. This is the only camp that has a Wimpy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the others have different ones. There's one that has a Mug and Bean. In Skukuza, like the main camp, there's different restaurants,
Right.
completely different restaurants, which are actually very nice. The one is in a train.
Oh.
Yes. I think I have a picture somewhere. I will see if I can find it from our previous trip. So there's different restaurants, and then there's also different like picnic sites. So at these picnic sites, they also have restaurants and shops. You can buy cool drink and snacks and gifts, and you can sit down and order something to eat. Or you can take your picnic basket and make your own. Or you take your eggs and your bacon, depending on the time. You take whatever you need to cook breakfast there. You can rent like a gas I want to say dish, but it's not a dish.
Plate, ring.
Like a plate.
Okay.
You get the gas canister, then
Right.
it has a little pole that attached to it, and then it has the plate on the top that you can use
Right.
to cook your food with. Yeah,
Okay.
but then you also have to make sure that you take your plates, your forks, your knives, all of those things. So usually we have a picnic basket that has all of these things in. But I have to add, the picnic basket looks like a backpack, not a physical basket, like a traditional basket.
We have three. Would you like one?
Yes, please.
I don't know why we have three. But okay. Okay, I'll send
Yes.
you a picture and then you can choose.
So for the planning, that is also something that we have to add in the planning. Are we going to make breakfast? Are we going to have breakfast? But that means we have to take more things with. You can buy eggs, but
Yeah, I think
quite expensive. Bacon.
eggs, I think probably the eggs triple in price the
Yes.
minute they enter Kruger National Park at the gate. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. You could take nuggets with you. Maybe nuggets will have sort of gotten into the routine and then nuggets can do, well, it's one egg between the three of you, but okay, tough time.
No.
Unless you get a partner for nuggets now, so that by October when this holiday is going to happen, you can have sort of like multiple choices of eggs, Okay. God, you make this sound really, really laborious. I mean, it's a holiday. I mean, it's now the 1st of August. You're doing this holiday mid-October. It's in the
Yes.
diary along with your nails and everything else.
Everything else.
Yeah. The mayor has to be sort of make sure that Fruit Loop, when she's out, she is not to be disturbed. Unless she wants to send lots of pictures for the mayor because it's what he lives off. So you're planning this thing 2 months from now, 2.5 months from now, but it sounds like a military operation.
It does.
It's supposed to be fun.
It is fun. I love planning.
Oh.
Yes,
Did you hear this, listeners? Fruit Loops loves planning. Yeah.
yes. So
Yeah.
I like to be prepared. Though Jean also fights with me about it, but things
What do you
don't
mean
always go.
also? What do you mean also? I don't fight. I listen.
Sorry, no. Or he fights with me sometimes because everything doesn't always go according to plan, but I'm open-minded towards that. I know that we plan to do this, but by the time we get there, nah, let's do something else. So I get that. I
This
understand.
is the female prerogative. I'm allowed to change my mind. Every
I
man
don't
suffers.
change my mind.
God, you're a rare species.
I don't change my mind, but my husband
Does.
can't make up his mind, let's say that.
I'm curious about him. I'll leave that one there because
Yes.
that's pineapple box stuff, right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so military operation, everything is organized, bought in advance, and so on and so forth. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
You don't actually know where I'm taking this. I did warn you that
No, I
something.
don't.
I did actually warn you that something was a crock, but you don't actually know where I'm taking you in this one.
Yes.
Okay. So we've kind of moved away from the horrible world of Breeder. Not that it's horrible, but you've actually given me a brilliant segue
Okay.
to this. So to build the bridge between these two differences. So yesterday I sort of showed you my vulnerable side. It exists. I'm human, not
Yes.
very much. And you did something really, really beautiful and fantastic. You spoke with Greta,
Yes.
and then you sent something back, which was, pretty much what the Chaos Tamer was telling me.
Yes.
But the touching thing was the second comment that you wrote, "You're fine!" exclamation mark.
Yes.
And don't ask me about TikTok slang because I know nothing about it.
Yes.
That makes two of us. Right. And the meltdown I was having was that when I do something, I'm always dealing with your generation, and at the moment, I still don't get it.
Yes, I
Yeah.
don't either. Don't worry.
God, you're your own generation. And so the overthinking,
Yes.
and God. Oh, this is going to be fun. Oh, this is going to be so good. Anyway, so the overthinking comes from A, trying to understand it, B, because the champagne funds actually have not arrived. Everything's on a very tight budget, usually
Yes.
about a penny. And we can't get it wrong. Yeah. So
Yes.
and you're doing a lot of stuff at the moment, with a new brochure, which can't wait to get printed because it's going to be like so totally different.
Yes.
And I gave you the brief, timeless African, and it's coming back. And I'm just waiting to see the European faces saying, "Oh God, Breeder business and an African brochure with a bush business on them. What is this? And is this exactly what I want?" Yeah, I want you to go,
Yes.
"Ooh, wow, this is
Yes.
different." Anyway, so yesterday was, one of those rabbit hole, I think we have a new word for this, rabbit hole day. Yeah,
A
when
rabbit
I,
hole day.
yeah, so vocab's
We have a
just in
potato day and a
sweet,
rabbit hole day, sweet
sweet
potato
potato
day.
day, rabbit hole day. So, vocab this has just been extended by a couple of words. Anyway, so yesterday was pretty wobbly. Somehow I got the curve, thanks to your really sweet note, and I thank you for that because,
My pleasure.
It's not easy sometimes.
Yes.
And we have these characters, Maya and Fruit Loop, but I often find myself thinking in this little playground that we have,
Yes.
there is a lot of serious work. And I thought, God, how do real politicians actually do this. I mean, how do heads of state, and I'm just mayor, quote unquote, of a non-existent fictitious online world which we are creating and pushing and promoting.
Yes.
But how do the real people do it? And I said, well, of course, they've got like a billion people supporting them. You know, they just have to
Yes.
snap their fingers and the cup of coffee emerges as if by magic.
Yes.
And they've got lots of advisors who tell them different opinions. And then
Yes.
ultimately, but it is a really lonely place because at the end of the day, the buck stops with the leader and he or she has to make the decision and carry the can if it doesn't work. Anyway,
Yes.
so you're planning your trip to South Africa, not to South Africa, that's where you live.
I am in South Africa to the Kruger National Park, to
Okay.
Mpumalanga.
This is a vocabulary. I'm learning South African towns as well. I'll give up.
That's a
It's a province in the north,
yeah,
isn't it?
province, yes,
It's a province,
province.
yes. I will educate you on your geographical, geopolitical names in due course. Yes, and of course I get my daily South African fix, and I'm sort of warming very much to the top northeastern corner, towards
Yes.
Mozambique and so on. The southeastern corner is not doing much for me, and the Western Cape, well, that's just different. It's sort of
Yes.
almost European, I think, to a certain degree. Anyway,
Yes.
right. So yesterday morning, before I sort of had my meltdown, I went to the Chaos Tamer, and sort of a message popped up: try the new GPT agent.
Oh, wow.
And I did. And I did two things. I said, list the things to do, the events, what are happening this coming weekend in our area. And it spent about 12 minutes
Wow.
combing the internet. And then it listed a whole lot of stuff for me to do. That was interesting. Then I did something. I said, list flight prices to Joburg the second half of April 2026.
Yes.
And it spent about 8 minutes doing that. And it came back with some really interesting information.
Okay.
So, what are you guys doing in the second half of April 2026? You got any plans?
Not that I know of, not yet.
Then I went around and I did a step further, and I said, so where can I stay? Give me a list of hotels, or accommodation in your town. And I came up with some interesting stuff as well. Some of it hugely expensive, some of it surprisingly cheap. But what struck me was that, at least from a European point of view, 7, 8 months ahead of time, the flight prices are actually not bad.
Relatively, yes.
Not bad.
Yes.
So I'm chucking in. So you're chucking in your sugar-free candy into the
Yes.
quote, and I'm going to chuck in one or two tickets to Joburg, second half of April,
Yes.
if I'm allowed to visit you and your family. That being, of course,
Yes.
I'm gonna, you could just imagine I'm flying all the way these 9,000 kilometers, and I get to get this person at the airport with a sign: is your name Frank Peters? Yeah, well, you're not welcome.
Wow. No.
That they've got other plans. So what am I going to do? Well, you can stay in this place in Soweto because you know about it. Yeah, why the Soweto Towers is a
No,
or
you can't
something.
stay there.
Anyway, so there's something bubbling on the horizon there. But I was extremely surprised, sort of at this time of the year, 8 months ahead of schedule, the prices are actually still expensive,
Yes.
but achievable. Okay, when you
Yes.
build that into the quote.
But
Anyway.
that's also something that we've noticed. If we want to travel somewhere, if we check the flight prices, if you book them in advance, like 8 months or even how long you can, a year in advance, the prices are cheaper.
And of course, it's also the season because, I mean, booking
Yes.
for January, February is like useless because everybody
Yes.
wants to head there because they want to escape European winter.
Yes.
So that's why I sort of said more towards your autumn when the weather is still nice.
Yes.
But the season is done. Anyway,
Yes.
right. So, and then, so that was yesterday morning. Then I had my meltdown. Then you sent this really sweet note saying, actually, just get your act together, Frank. You're doing okay. So I said, okay. And then last night I watched a really silly movie on Amazon Prime. So that was a good step as well. Anyone But You. So that's the name of the film.
Okay.
Basically, a marriage that's about, a wedding is about to go sour because two people meet in a coffee shop in New York, I think. They hit it off, first date, first night together. Okay, each to their own. But they have mutual friends who get married in, of all places, Sydney. I mean, what, you just, New York, Sydney, just
Yes.
fly there for a week. And of course, then the relation, and then the ex comes along and the pushy parents, and it all goes pear-shaped. But at the end is that the end is a happy ending. Anyway, so that was good. And I sort of realized, too much breeder, too much work. We've done a lot
Yes.
in the last 4 months.
Yes.
And Monica, wrote this to me and said, it's amazing how much we've achieved in 4 months.
Yes.
And I said in another context to somebody else, I said, you and I have done more. Sorry, we have done more than I could have done in one whole year.
Yes.
So the pressure was self-imposed, and I think this week revealed sort of there were cracks. I sort of buckled under the pressure. You said, sort of looking into next week, we need to get everything organized because from Friday to Sunday, I am going to forget that I have a laptop and a job.
Yes.
And reading between the lines, overthinking it as I do. Overthinking it as I do. I said, yeah, we need a break. Yeah.
Yes.
We need to have fun. We need to get out and just think that there is other stuff
Yes.
outside of breeder. I don't know about you, but my potato list is down to 3 points. You've got the routine
Wow.
stuff that we have to get through,
Yes.
our routine things, but the big topics. And actually, if I look at it closely, it's actually only two topics because the event planning, that's becoming a routine. We're establishing a routine in that. But we actually
Yes.
have two big pro topics. It's the gamification program. Because every time the
Yes.
Breeder Town Council posts something in Breeder, they get 5 restaurant tasting points. I don't quite know where that's coming from.
Restaurant tasting points.
And the mystery box roadmap, which is something we're sort of working on together, but I sort of need to get my head around that as well. And that's basically it.
Yes.
So, and this is now where I need your input, help, thoughts. It's the weekend.
Yes.
At 5 o'clock this afternoon, I'm going to stop everything that is breeder.
Okay.
Anything that has to be done will have to be done by 5 p.m. this afternoon. If it doesn't get done, tough cookies.
Okay.
It's not going to happen until Monday morning.
Okay.
I have to do some little Ash Boy stuff tomorrow morning. Okay, so tomorrow morning I'm speaking with Vitesh, so that's the one caveat. So
Yes,
that's
that's the one. Yes.
one thing that I have to do. But I'm not. Don't think I'll do the editing. I'll do that on Monday. Do a little bit of little Ash Boy stuff tomorrow morning.
Yes.
And then I've got the weekend.
Nice. Go for a
And
walk, sit outside, take your cats on a stroll.
well, I'm hoping for a little bit something more Fruit Loopy generational. So this is, oh God, the frown's on your face.
I'm thinking
Oh,
about what I would do.
right. So just to put this, as you know, my
Yes.
wife is in England. She doesn't come back
Yes.
till mid of August. So I have total freedom to do what I want, when I want, how I want.
Yes.
I don't even have to do the little Ash Boy stuff, but I think just out of self-preservation, I should.
Yes.
So, Fruit Loop. What should I? What? No, this is nice. Oh, yeah. Okay, here it comes.
I don't know.
It's not good enough.
So what did ChatGPT's new assistant tell you? What are some things around your area to
Okay.
do?
Okay. Well, the one big thing, okay. And the other thing, of course, is that we're having a really, I'm not going to use the word I'm thinking of, but we're having really bad weather here. So
Oh, yes.
it's very, very changeable. It's not raining at the moment, but if we sort of like have everything on one day, it can be, the temperatures are about 5 to 6 degrees below normal. We have everything, sun, wind, rain, storms. We just have everything in one day. So
All the seasons.
yeah, we have 4 seasons in one day, minus the snow, but God knows that might happen as well. So there is one thing, and that's an outdoor event, and that might literally fall into the water. So there is some sort of American Day in Haguenau, which is 30 kilometers south of here. And there
American
seems,
Day
yeah, I
in
know.
France.
Well, yes.
Sorry, okay.
Yeah. And this is where I need your help. Maybe you come up with something better. So to get out of the house, because I think I also need to do that.
Yes.
To think of so what there's some sort of association there, and they're going to do cheerleading shows, American car exhibition, bit of American football, gridiron, line dancing, American culture as
Can you
per se.
join in the line dancing? That's fun.
I don't know.
That's fun.
It is good fun. Okay. So that could be the event, but like I said, it's outdoors. And if it's raining cats and dogs, then
It's not going to.
well, we have to see, anyway, so your task is to tell me what to do this weekend.
That's a difficult one.
It's not that difficult.
Think the American Day would be fun.
Okay.
You can watch the cheerleaders
There's always a fat one there.
dance. The car show would be interesting. That would be really interesting. And the line dancing, if you can join them.
That would be
If you
good
can learn
fun.
how to line dance.
Well, actually, I did Scottish country dancing, and there are
Okay.
parallels between the two. So,
Yes.
I think the American line dancing is probably a bit more restrained, shall we say, because the
Okay.
Americans are afraid of
But
bodily
easier.
contact and, and things. God, he's human. I don't want to touch him. Sorry to any Americans listening, the one and a half that might do this. Okay, so that's plan A. But
Yes.
because you're an expert holiday planner, as you have just said yourself, there has to be a plan B just in case it all literally falls into the water. And should it actually happen, what do you, and I go there, yeah. What proof or what evidence do you require that I have actually done as you have told me to?
Wow, videos, photos. I don't even have to ask because I'll get them anyway.
Well, not necessarily, because I'm becoming a bit aware of this, do I share this with everybody, and do I share this, but do you want them, do you?
Yes, of course.
Of course. Okay. Right. So proof of evidence, evidence that I will go to the, if the weather holds,
If the weather holds, yes.
then I will do this, and I will document this to your standards, that you are suitably informed of the cars, the cheerleaders, the cooking,
Yes.
and maybe a selfie of me line dancing if that works. Okay.
It
Right.
So a plan B, I think you can do something like coffee shop hopping. Or maybe you should find a savory eclair. It depends on how far you want to travel.
Well, I will go to where you tell me to go. That would have to be on Saturday afternoon, because the bakery will probably not be open on a Sunday.
Yes.
That could be on a Saturday afternoon. So the mission would be to send me to Strasbourg, because that's where I would have to get
Yes.
them. And buy a savory or two savory eclairs.
Yes.
Okay.
Not a mission impossible.
It's not a mission impossible. Why not?
But that just, if the weather doesn't hold, that's something I think that you can do.
Okay. And when I'm in
Maybe
Strasbourg,
try a coffee shop that you've never been to.
well, it's pretty much everything in Strasbourg.
Okay. That's easy.
Okay, narrow it down. What sort of coffee shop should I be looking for?
I'm thinking about the Breda coffee shop, but we don't want to work. We want to take a
No.
break. So maybe,
Breeder is strictly off limits. Okay,
yes. So
it's
you have to find something that is not Breda.
okay.
Yes. So I can think of one that we have here.
Describe it to me.
It's modern. White tiled walls, white tiled floor, just two or three small tables. These tables have one or two chairs. And then you have the counter where you can order your coffee or lattes or hot chocolate or whatever else you like, or chai tea. And you place your order, you pay, and then you take your cup and you go. Like a takeaway. You can sit down if you like, but it's more like a takeaway situation.
So I'm looking at an ultra modern bathroom that with a coffee dispenser,
Basically.
yeah. In in a city that's a couple of, about 1,000 years old. Okay.
Modern bathroom.
All
Are
right.
some decorations, but I think I've only been there twice or three times.
It's in your area? It's
Yes.
okay. All right. So that'll have to be on my list of things to do. Anyway. Okay. So tomorrow the mission is to go and get a so that's going to be a busy day. So Retish at 7:30 until 8:30. Little bit of Ash Boy.
Nice.
Bit of food shopping. Drive to Strasbourg. Get a chocolate eclair. I'll have to text Janka. Maybe she will tell me because they've got two stores. And then do a selfie. That documents that I have fulfilled your requests or orders. And Sunday, weather holding, going to the American show and doing some line dancing if they will accept my request to join them.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
If you can, if you're not allowed to join, then that's okay.
That's okay. Okay. All right. And all of this has to be documented and sent to you for approval. Yeah.
Yes. Well, not really my approval, just as proof.
That's proof that the mayor has let his hair down and managed to walk out of Breda and forget
Yes, and
this
out of
whole
his office.
out of this crazy world that we are creating here. Okay. What are you going to do this weekend? You said you had no plans.
Well, this afternoon, our landlord is going to come around. There's some things that they have to look at that might need some fixing. And then that's it. I do have some things that I want to finish up and do some planning for next week and see how far I can get for the week after that. So, because next weekend, I'm not going to do anything. So this weekend is a bit different. But Saturday, I don't think we are going anywhere. I think we'll just lounge around at home, maybe watch movies, make popcorn. I'm allowed to eat popcorn.
Brilliant.
Yes. It's healthier than crisps,
Actually,
carb-wise and sugar-wise.
I actually read somewhere that popcorn is a superfood.
Oh, okay. I didn't
So,
know
because
that.
all of this modern stuff like quinoa or whatever, these
Yes.
berries that
Yes.
someone actually wrote an article. I think I was going to send it to you, but didn't. Someone wrote, said, well, these are all nice, but go back to basics. Fruit,
Yes.
vegetables, popcorn.
Yes.
Tahini is a superfood, and we eat a lot of that stuff, like chickpeas. Anyway, okay. So I can't give you a task, can I? Not that I can actually think of one at the moment, but
You don't actually have to give me a task because next weekend, when we go to my grandparents, Friday, we are traveling through Hartbeespoort Dam, where I
yes.
send you the
See the
video. And there's two places, they also have a
But
Wimpy.
you
We
know how
won't
to
stop
live
at
in South
the
Africa.
Wimpy. There's a Wimpy everywhere. And let's not go there. But they have one place that's called Jasmine. So they it looks like a Dutch windmill, if that describes it correctly. But it's a very large windmill. It's actually a building. On the inside, they have a market. They sell fruit and vegetables, and they also have a sit-down restaurant. Light meals, not heavy meals. And then they have a pancake. No, it's not. It's waffles. Or is it pancakes? One of the two, waffles or pancakes, one or a separate restaurant there. And then there's another place. It's called the Hartmark. So that is basically the heart market, if you translate it to English. That's like a bazaar.
Okay.
You can buy anything there. From keychains to shoes to All kinds of gifts, paintings, handmade, a lot of handmade gifts and things that you can buy there. And they have a place called Little Paris. They actually have a small Eiffel Tower, and you can put your lock on it with your name written on it.
Okay.
Yes. And they also sell light lunches and things like that. So we'll either go either one. We'll go to either one of them, and then I'll send you some pictures. And we might be traveling through the tunnel over the dam. And once you go through this tunnel on the other side, it actually looks like the Arc de Triomphe in
Oh, really?
France. It looks
Really?
like it. It's similar, not exactly the
Okay.
same, but
But
it looks like it.
natural, yeah?
No, not no.
Okay. Oh, I see. So the
Yes, so
entrance
it's
or the exit, okay.
the yes. I'll see
Okay.
if I can find a picture to show you. So if we traveled through that side, then I can also take some pictures. And then on Saturday, I don't want to give a lot away, but there's some things that I want to take pictures of to show you. So I don't want to tell you what it is. I just want to send you the pictures and give you a little bit of a shock. Or not shock, just like, wow, what are these people doing?
I mean, you've already let the cat out of the bag a little bit. But is this beyond what you have told me already? Yeah.
Yes, I haven't told you about this.
Okay. Well,
I've been keeping it a secret.
oh, the suspense is killing. The suspense is killing. All right.
So
Okay.
for this weekend, not much, but next weekend, you'll get a few surprises.
Can't wait. I can't wait. This is what it's all about. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And the biggest surprise is if I actually get to do some line dancing on Sunday. This is the challenge. This is the Fruit Loop to Mayer challenge.
Yes.
Can he
And
swing
well, we
me?
spoke about dancing, was it yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, you
Yes.
actually made me procrastinate. Do
Wow.
you realize? I mean, the addict, but I'm but sort of because I used to watch these reels on YouTube and on
Yes.
Instagram quite a lot because they are actually quite funny and quite good,
Yes.
but also frightfully addictive. And they're sort of you were sending me dancing reels and
Dancing videos to give you an
dancing.
idea of what it looks like when we dance.
Yeah, that's really nice. And of course, you hit a nerve because when I did all of this, I remember my first dancing classes. I was about 16 years old. It was in Adelaide in Australia. And when it was the girls' turn to choose their dancing partners, it was always the fattest, ugliest girls that came to me, and not
Oh,
the ones
wow.
that I thought, well, she would be nice, but they went somewhere else. So it sort of told me how my future was going to map out.
Oh,
And then with my first serious girlfriend, we did some dancing classes together as well. It sort of went well. And then I remember there's some Lionel Richie song, I think, or something like that. And that was probably, I still remember, this is like going back, whew, early 80s,
yes.
where we went dancing one evening. It was sort of organized by various dancing schools. And there was one Lionel Richie song. And it was a really, really beautiful dance because we sort of harmonized. And you could really feel the power of it. But that's the only time I've experienced that. But it was enough to get me
Yes.
hooked. But sort of the combination of German dancing lessons, which are probably more like military drills, and the fat, ugly girls choosing me rather than the beautiful girls that I would have liked to have chosen me, sort of
Yes.
dented me for life. Yeah, but
Yes.
you live in hope, right? Fruit Loop. We didn't have any choir practice, but that's okay. Don't want to lower the tone any further than I already have.
Oh, well. Wow.
So like I said, it's been a huge Right, the last 4 months.
Yes.
Beyond wildest dreams and expectations, none of this would have been possible without you.
It's my
You
pleasure.
have become the driving force here. And
I've
like
been
you,
having a lot of fun.
yeah, well, that's important.
Yes.
I've been having a lot of fun, though I have to say the learning curve is not a curve, it's a perpendicular line straight up to heaven. Forget about the Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. I have a pole that goes right up to heaven.
That's good.
And then I sort of go up, and then and then someone applies some grease, and I slide down again. That might be you, but Fruit Loop. No, seriously. Thank you, because
Pleasure.
it's been a ride. We have achieved a humongous amount. We've still got a long way to go.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
but having you by my side on board has been absolutely brilliant. And sorry if I've sort of had wobblies. But in the
That's
process,
understanding. I have wobblies, I just keep it to myself.
Well, you did actually let loose something yesterday. You said, "Oh God, he sent me
Oh, yeah,
another
pulling my
60-page
60
document."
pages. Yes.
I learned from that, so I'm not going to send you 60 pages. I'm going to send you nothing. No, I can't.
No, you can't say nothing.
No. But I will try and contain myself. But anyway, thank you for everything you've done
It's a
so far.
pleasure. Really a pleasure.
May it continue.
Yes.
I don't know what we're going to say in 4 months' time, when sort of November, 1st of November, you've come back from your Kruger Park adventure, et cetera, et
Yes.
cetera. So thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you've done.
It's a pleasure.
And may it long continue. I did say something about succession planning in one of the tins in our fruit tin, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Find it, read it.
I don't know. I don't know. It's 0001 in a coffee tin right at the top. Okay.
Okay.
Time to call it a day. I will keep you updated with my movements as and when I go and eat some
Yes.
savory eclairs and.
Yes. So what are you going to do this evening? Are you going to have a glass of wine outside and then watch another silly movie?
Definitely a silly movie. I've got two. I might actually watch the one again that I watched last night. I'm doing your son, watch something over and over again.
Okay.
Because it was actually quite funny. I sort of started, I did this morning actually. There's a film, The Thought of You, with Anne Hathaway and somebody else,
Okay.
where this 40-year-old mother falls in love and has an affair with a boy band member who's about half her age. And it all goes kind of wonky. But I think they come out in the end. Yeah, I think I will watch a silly movie tonight.
Okay.
I might even tell you what it was. Yeah.
Okay. I have something else in mind. There's a series that I've been watching for I don't know how many years. It's called You on Netflix. But it's this man who murders his girlfriends.
Got you. What are you trying to tell me here?
No, nothing. Nothing. I watched the first season and I actually liked it. And then I watched the second one and the third one and the fourth one. And now the fifth one is the final one. He never gets caught. Nobody catches him. And then he kind of escapes. So the previous one, he was hiding in London, working there as a professor or something. I can't remember exactly. But then at the end, he disappeared. He escaped and he disappeared again. So now I hope in the final one they actually do catch him.
I was actually scrolling through Amazon Prime last night, and I came
Yes.
across The Wild Robot.
Oh,
So
nice.
this is what I'm going, I can either buy it or rent it. So I'm going to rent it for 24 hours or 36 hours or something like
Yes.
that. I'm going to watch that tonight.
Okay. There's also a series on Amazon Prime. the Peripheral or something like that. I'll send you
Okay.
the name. It's
Okay.
like this girl who plays a video game for her brother, but with VR. So she goes into this world completely, and then they actually recruit her to help them save the world or something in those lines. That was very, very interesting.
Okay.
It doesn't have a lot of episodes. I think maybe 6 or 7 episodes, not a lot,
Okay. That's
but
something that,
that was really good.
you know, Stress Day starts on the 14th of August here. You know, so until then, I've got free rein of
A lot of
everything.
time.
I've got, well, I don't have a lot of time, but I've got free rein of my sanity and everything else. I have to maximize the opportunity. Yeah. So if you've got
Okay.
a mini series that I should watch, you know, Mayor, you must watch this. This is an order. Then, right. Okay. I have a note here, washing. So I have to empty the washing machine.
Okay. If you don't do it now, it's not going to be dry.
Well, I'm looking at the outside. The clouds are clouding. It's probably going to start raining in a minute. So, there you go.
That's our problem. If I don't take out the washing early, hang it outside, it doesn't dry.
Okay. Fruit Loop, you have the last word before I press the stop recording.
Thank you. That was interesting. No planning, no idea what we are going to talk about, but that was good. I
Yeah.
really enjoyed it. Yes.
We
Thank
can
you.
think on our feet, yeah,
Yes, we
which
can.
we actually need in our respective roles, and when we actually go out and do things, there's a lot
Yes.
of thinking on our feet. So
Yes,
brilliant.
definitely.
Thank you for your advice. I will follow it.
It's a pleasure.
You will be duly informed. See you
Okay.
next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.